Hello, my name is Lucy.
And my name is Gabe. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs are planting seeds and watching them grow. They have planted snow peas in their classroom and started a planting journal. The children will be making weekly observations during science class and recording or journaling about what they see. Magnifying glasses will be used during this scientific observation process. Yesterday, the students watched a video about digestion hosted by Bill Nye, the science guy. They have learned about the stomach and have added the stomach to their life-sized paper human body.
The wolves are at North House Folk School this week at a Paddle to the Sea program. The children are learning about watersheds and building their own paddle person in a canoe. The kids had to do a lot of sanding and whittling with a special blade. The instructors are Jeannie Wright and Peter Barsness. In science, the wolves will be starting a unit on space. The science teacher will be teaching the students about stargazing and is looking for any community experts who might like to talk with the class of third and fourth graders. If you are interested, please contact Mary Glassnap at Great Expectations School at 218-387-9322.
All week long, the Lynx class has been working on their swimming skills. They are focusing on improving technique and the variety of strokes. The class wrapped up their unit on the colonial period with Reader's Theater performances. Each student listened to the performances to learn about the Slave Triangle, Jamestown, the Mayflower Voyage, school life, and the witch trials. Last Friday, students participated in traditional colonial activities. They dipped candles, learned to cross-stitch, and played marbles.
The otters are analyzing the concept of manifest destiny. In doing so, they are practicing the habits of historical thinking. The students are learning about the roots of manifest destiny by reading primary and secondary sources. Then, each student is trying to decide for themselves whether manifest destiny was based on idealism and optimism, or if it was a belief system derived as a justification for colonization. After examining the sources, each student will take a stance and have a classroom debate based on evidence only.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Lucy.
And Gabe.
Have a great day.